Your Mishnayis, Masecht and Nazir, we're up to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah says, O Ish Madir Es Benoi Banozir. There's a special law in the Moshe Mitzrayim that a father has the right to make his son that's a Kotin, before he's a God, before a Bar Mitzvah, before he has the Simonim, when he's still a Kotin, the father has a right to make him into a Nazir. He could say, Harei Bini Ploini Nazir, or he could say, Harei Ato Nazir, and it's chalon him din in his. But v'yeinu isha maderas as b'na b'nazir. But by nisha there's no such halacham. The mother does not have the right, the power, to make his son into a nazir. Ketzad, how is this? In other words, there's a tenai providing that the son is not moicha, does not protest, or else to crave him. When the father makes him into a nazir, if the brother or the sisters or the mother protest, they could stop the nazirus. So ketzad, how is the father nazirus? Gilach, let's say the son in the middle of the 30 days takes a haircut. Oisha Gechu Krov Rosa's relatives give him a haircut. So it shows that they're being Meicham, they don't want the Nazirus. Or else Micha, the son himself, protests and says no. Or else Oisha Michu Krovov. Or else the relatives protest and say no. So Lachar is, he's not a Nazir anymore. It's bottle the shame Nazir. But what's going to be? Hoysaloi Behemim of Reshes. Let's say the father already set aside Behemis for his son's Kabonis. We know a Nazir has to bring three Kabonis. So the father already was Makdashit for the Kabonis. So Lachar is HaChatis. The one that he set aside for Korban Chatis, that's Thomas. Now that the son is not a Nazir, it's like Chatis Shemesim Aleom. The thing is, you have to let it die. You can't kill it, but you have to put it in the room and let it starve to death. For your Oila, the one you set aside for Korban Oila, take Revoila, that you could bring. But you bring it for Nadava. Ve'ashlamim, the one you set aside for Korban Shlamim, Yikrivu Shlam, should be brought for Korban Shlamim, but Teras Nadava. But, Ve'nacholim Liyar Mechud, you don't eat it one day and one night. But as a lach of a Shalmei Nazir, not like a regular Shlamim, that you could eat 2 days and one night. But even though it's a Shalmei Nazir, since the Nazir is not using it, it's only Teras Nadava, Ve'yenim Tunim Lechem, he doesn't have to bring Lechem. Usually, the shlomim is toyin lechem. What's going to be hoyeloi moyis stumim? The father just set aside money, but he didn't say how much for each korban. Send the lachar is yipul nedavam. It's used all the money she brought into the Beis Hamikdash when they bring oiles nedavam for from it. What's going to be moyis mufroshim? He set aside the money. He said this money should be for chatis, this for noilo. He set aside already. So then the mechatis, the money he set aside for chatis, yachul yam melech. You have to throw it away in the yam that you can't use it. The kids, you're not allowed to have a no from it. And therefore, leinen v'lei merlim. You're not allowed to have a no from this money. But if you do have a no, shnei you're not over nisa mila. You don't have to look in korban mila for it. Because since the behemoth is not aimed to have a krovom, it does not kedushas mila. What's going to be though? The money is set aside for korban oila. That money yovi yodi should bring a korban oila teras nedava, and therefore it's aimed to have a krova umoilam hem. If you have a no from the money, you're over nisam mila. You have to bring korban mila. Shlamim, the mei shlam, the money set aside for korban shlamim yovi shlamim. Bring it for korban shlamim. The nacholim liyemechod, you don't eat it one day, not 2 days, but again the einim tunim lechem. You don't have to have lechem with this shlomim, since the nazir is not being yotzi his chayiv with it. Your Mishnah Zayin, for ish megaleach al nazirus aviv, that a son, if he becomes a nazir, he's allowed to use the money that his father set aside for his father's kabonis. That's called ish, the son, who megaleach means bring the kabonis al nazirus aviv, relying on the kabbonis that his father set aside for himself. That means, let's say first the father was a nazir, and he set aside money for kabbonis, and then the father died before he used the kabbonis. So the son now is allowed to use that money for his kabbonis. But v'yeinu isha megalechas on nazirus aviyah. Let's say a girl that's kinyashin a father. There are no sons, only the girl. She's a gedolah. And she became a nazir, and she had in mind that she wants to use her father's money that he set aside for his kabbonis, so she cannot use it. And again, there's a lacham, a kabbonah like this, that only his son has the right to use his father's money for the kabbonis, and not the girl. Kate said, what's the case now? Misha Yaviv Nazir, let's say the father was a Nazir, and he was in the middle of Naziris, and V'hifra Shmoy Yistumim, he set aside money for his kabbonis, on his Yerusa, to bring for his own kabbonis. What happened was V'meis, the father died before he finished his Naziris. The Omar, and now the son says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, Al Manas on the condition, Shagaleach Al Moyes Abba, that I'll be able to take a haircut, meaning, finished off my Naziris with my father's money, meaning I'll be able to use my father's money for my kabbonis. Since the Tanakam Luchur says that the son could do this. And this Rav Yossi argues. Amr Rav Yossi Yossi says no. Harei Elu Yibnul Nadova. In such a case where the son first became a Nazir, after the father died, too late, the father's money has to go to Nadova, to the Mizbeach, be brought for Eilas Nadova. And therefore, Ein Zer Meglecha Naziris Aviv. As the son first becomes a Nazir, after his father died, too late, he cannot use the money for his own kabbonis. He has to bring his own kabbonis from his own money. But rather, Rav Yossi says, Hey, Zeyu, what's the case? Shemegaleach HaNaziris Aviv, where a son is allowed to use his father's money that his father set aside for his kabbonis. Where's the case the son could use it? Misha Yehu Aviv Nazirim means when the father was still alive, the son also became a Nazir. So both of them were Nazir at the same time. And V'hifrish Aviv Maisum, the father set aside money for himself, and his Zerusa for his own Naziris, V'meis. And then the father dies before he got to use his own kabbonis. In such a case, the son now could take it over, since the son was already a Nazir before the father died. Zeo, this is the case, Shemegaleach HaNaziris Aviv, that the son can take a haircut, meaning finish off his Naziris, use the kabbonis of his father. You're up to Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Hegdish Toyis Hegdish. If somebody makes a mistake when he's makdis something, still it's called Hegdish. As long as he said a Reizu Hegdish, even though he made a mistake, still it's Chal. However, Beisilo says, Eino Hegdish, no, if you made a mistake when you meant it, so it's not Chal, it's not Hegdish. Kate said, what's the case we're really arguing on? So, Omar, somebody says like this, Shor Shochor, a black ox, Sheyetze mi beis rishon, the first one that comes out of my house, the first shor that's black that comes out of my house, Hareyu Hegdish, I want to make a Hegdish. That's what he said. And what happened was, V'yotzalov, and the first one that came out was white. So in such a case, Beisham Yom Hegdish, still it's Chal Hegdish. Lamaisa, what you meant to say, you said, the first shor that comes out of your house is going to be Hegdish. Rather, you thought it was going to be a black one. That came out to be a white one, still it's Hegdish. Well, Vesilla says, no, hey, no, Hegdish, no, it was a toys, you thought a black one that came out first, now that a white one came out, you didn't mean to make it Hegdish, therefore it's not Chal Hegdish. And the Gemara says, the Tam of Beishami, as he learns out, Tchilas Hegdish from Sof Hegdish, meaning from Temura, by Temura, even though he made a mistake, who are doing Tchilas Hegdish also. Let's see Mishnah Beis. What another case is, Adina Zohov, Sheyala Biyod Rishon Hareyu Hegdish. Somebody says the first golden coin that comes up in my hands, that one should be Hegdish. He puts his hands in his pocket, he says the first coin, if golden, that should be Hegdish. What happened was, Viola Shakesef, the first coin to come up was a silver coin. So Beishamai says Hegdish. The mice, you meant to say the first one. And this is the first one, even though you said gold came out to be silver, that toy is still its chal, still its hegdish. Vesilvarmim, no, ain't a hegdish. Since you only meant to say a gold one, you did not have kavana for a silver one, therefore it's not chal the hegdish. What's going to be chavia shel yain shetala b'yod v'shoina? The first barrel of wine that I get, harei hegdish, that should be hegdish. But after when he went down to bring up the barrels, for also shel shem, and it came out the first barrel he brought up was oil, not wine. Again, Beisham and Yom Hegdish, yes, it's Chal Hegdish. He said the first barrel he brings up, and this is the first barrel. Even though it's a toy, he learns out from Temura, still it's Chal the Hegdish. However, again, Beisham and Yom Hegdish, however, Beisilah and Mesilah says, no, and Hegdish, it's not chal hekdesh in this case, since it was betois. Mishnah Gimel. Mi she noda benozir. Somebody made a neder to become a nozir. And he didn't realize that the lashon he used was a good lashon nazirus. And therefore he was naig heter with his neder. He didn't realize, he didn't think he really said a good lashon. Therefore he started to drink wine. And the mitam rap was v'nishal chacham. He went to ask a chacham later on, listen, was my neder really a good neder or not? And the asar, the chacham says, yes, the neder you said was a good lashon nazirus. So it comes out, he was a nozir and he drank wine. He's over the aveira of drinking wine. So lachar is meina mishor shenodem. Even though he drank wine, still it's oila leminyan shleishim, and he only has to count 30 days for his nazirus. Even the day that he drank is oila, and that's the lachar midiraisa. Of the gemara's mashmam with rabbanim though, they made a knas on you that those days that you know a heter, the nozir is not oila. You have to count 30 days from the time the chacham tells you that you're a nozir. What's going to be nishal chacham v'tiro? You went to the chacham and he told you that the lashon that you said was not a good lashon nazirus. You're not a nazir, so you're not a nazir. What happened was hoyslo beim mefreshes, but you already set aside animals for the kabbonis, like you thought you were a nazir, and when asoflik you set aside animals for the kabbonis. So lachar is it's not chal that hegdish, it's a hegdish betoys, and therefore teitze v'tiroan b'eder. You're allowed to use those kabbonis. Let the pasture in your field. It's a regular chulin. Since the kedusha was not chal, since it comes out now, you are not a nozim. On this omru beisil beisham beisil says to beishamai, like iatem moedim. Don't you agree bezer by this halacha shu hegdish tois, that you see if you make hegdish by a mistake, it's not chal. Like here, you thought you were a nozir, and really came out that the lashon you said was not a nozir. So say it's not chal the naziris. So Beisil asked Mishama, why do you argue with me on the Mishnah said before? Why do you say the Hegdish Betoy is still called Hegdish? Because don't you agree to me this halacha that it says Shetetze Betere Be'eder, that this animal now is regular chulin, you could use it. So Omrulem Beisham, Beisham answers back and says, Iatem Moedim, don't you agree that Misha Toy, somebody made a mistake, the Korolet Shi Asiri, Bel Asiri Chi, Oliachar Asar Asiri, Shumakudish, is a locha by Maisa Behema. You have 10 animals born to you this year, so you have to take off Maisa. So you go count them, throw them out, let them go through the door. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and number 10, and that's the Maisa Behema. But let's say you made a mistake and you called number 9 10, or else you called Lassir, the 10th one, you called number 9, and instead you called the 11th one number 10. The locher is all three of them become hegdish. So the chur yisiv and betoy is still a schal hegdish. So obviously hegdish is different maybe than naziris. And this omulam beisil answers back and says, yes, I agree with you by maisam. But over there the pshat is loy hashevet kiddushay. Another beisil said by maisi sheni, it's a different halacham. It's not just on the fact that you put the shevet, you put the stick, and the wrong one, and automatically becomes hegdish. Why? What's the right? It's not like you're saying that's a raya hegdish betoys is called hegdish. Because I'll prove it to you. Let's say you made a mistake. When you put your stick when you're counting ala shemini on the eighth one, and you said that's 10. It doesn't become hegdish. It's not ma'isa behema. Or else be al shnei mosa on the 12th one, you made a mistake and say that's number 10. Shema may be yosa klum. Did you mean anything? Does 8 or 12 mean anything? No. It's only 9 and 11. What's the pshat? Ella Kosev Shakirish Asiri. It's the Posik that says that the 10th one is Hegdish. Who Kiddish? The same Posik that says the 10th one is Maisabema. The Posik also is Maraba, is Marba, Hu Achi, Es Hachiv, Yes Acharosa. The Torah is also Marba that the 9th and the 10th one also becomes Hegdish. But there's a special Xeras Akosev that for Maisabema you can't learn out from that to Hilchas Hegdish. And therefore, Basila says, there it's a special gzeres hakosiv. You can't learn out from there. Hashem can be hegdish and by naziris about the betoys. You made a mistake. It's not chal. Mishnah Dalit. Misha noda benozer. Somebody made a neder to become a nozer. For holach lohavi as behentoy, he went to bring his behemo. He went to get the three animals that he thought he was going to use for his karbonis when he finishes the main naziris. Now, as the case is, the person who made a neder to be a nozer, why?
because he knows that he owns three animals. So he figured, listen, I have the animals that I need for the karbonos, so therefore I want to be a nazir. What happened was, when he went to get them, Balach Lovias Bemta, Yomotza Sheniglava, it came out that the animals were stolen. He doesn't own them. It's a little bit like a toast now. If he would have known the animals were stolen, he wouldn't have become a nazir. He doesn't want to spend money to buy new animals. He only wanted to use those animals. So Mishnah says like this, nazar. He became a nazir first. And at the time when he became a nazir, he still owned the animals. They were stolen later. So raise a nazir. Then we say it's not called betois. It's at the time when you become a nazirus, you have the animals. Therefore it's called nazirus. I later they got lost. So what? But nazar. Less of the animals were stolen first. And then you went to become a nazir. And even if you didn't know it was stolen yet, that's called Naziris Petois, and therefore ain't a Nazir. Now let's say them come late and tell you, Shno, it was stolen 2 days ago, and you became a Nazir today, and you only became a Nazir on Manas. You thought that you have your animals, now we see you don't have them. Senechanam, you're not a Nazir, it's a Nazir Petois, ain't a Nazir. Vizu Tois To Nachmamadi. It is a mistake that Nachmamadi thought. Because Nachmamadi thought that you can make such a heter. Like it's a Pesach here, and it's an Eilat. Like at the time when you made the Naziris, you didn't know that it was stolen. And it's not Shechich Motzi to happen, so it's a Chiddush that you can make such a Pesach to Ben Eilat. It will soon Zimisht explain. Because really, Kishaolo Nazirim in Agoila, where somebody made a Naziris before the Beis Hamikdash was Chora. And then the Yolo, then the Beis Hamikdash was Chora, and he came up now to be Mashed in his Kabbonis, to bring the Kabbonis of a Naziris in the Beis Hamikdash. What happened was, Umotza Beis Hamikdash Chorav. It came out the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. What should I do? There's a person who became a Nazir when the Beis Hamikdash was Lokayim. So he became a Nazir on Manasseh, he'll be able to bring his Kabbonis. And then when he finishes Naziris, 30 days later, he comes to bring them the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. Now he can't bring his Kabbonis. He remains a Nazir now. So what's the loch? Is this called a Charot? Is this called a Toys or not? Like if he would have known at the beginning that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be Chorav, and he wouldn't be able to bring it, the Kabbonis, he would have never become a Nazir. So is this called a Charot or not? So the Mishnah says, Omalem Nachmamadi. Nachmamadi said that time, listen, either way, Yisim Yardim, if you would have known, if these Nazirim, the person of the Kabbal Naziris, would have known, Shebeis Hamikdash Chorav, that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed in 20 days, HaYisim Nazirim, would have you still become a Nazir? Omrullah, they said back to him, Loi, we wouldn't have. Because we only become a Nazir if we can bring our Kabbonis and become Mutta. But if we can't bring our Kabbonis, we don't become Mutta. We don't want to remain a Nazir the rest of our life. If so, the Tirum Nachmamadi, he was mad to them and said, okay, the Nazir is bottle, it's been made with toys, and this way he was mad to them, the Nazir. That's what Nachmamadi held, and that's what we were saying before also, that if the Kabbonis was stolen, so it's called a Charota, the Nazir is bottle, that goes according to Nachmamadi. However, okay, Shabo Adov Eitz Chachamim, when the Chum heard about this psak, heard about this case, Omrulay, they said to the Naziris, no, that Kol She Nazar, Achle Chor Beis Hamikdash Nazar, as long as you made the Naziris, you Makaba Naziris, before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, when the Beis Hamikdash was Dokayim, that's it. The Naziris was Chal, and you stop now, you hear Min Kabonis, that's it. But the Naziris is Chal. Mashank and the Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. Let's say you didn't realize, you didn't know about it yet, and then you went to become a Nazir, that's called the Nois Petois, because that's not called Neulit. It's not called something that has to be done later. It's done already. So this is the difference. If you didn't know something that happened already, and you make a Nazir now, so that's Becharot, that's Petois. If you would have known right now it happened, you would have made it. But to say that something's going to happen, Neulit, that we don't say, that's not called a good Charotah, the Nazir is still Chal. So that's what we said in the ratio of the Mishnah that goes according to Chachamim. And when do we say if the Kabbonis was stolen, that the Naziris is bottle? Only if by the time you became a Nazir, they were already stolen. But if when you first became a Nazir, your animals weren't stolen. They're stolen later, that's not called a good Charotah. Only Nochem Amadei holds it's called a good Charotah. But we hold no, Nerlis, something first happens later on, that's not called a good Charotah. The time when you made your Nazir, you had the animals, Naziris was Chal. The Beis Hamikdash was here, so middle of the Naziris is Chal. Mishnehei, Hayim Halcha Maderech. Six people were walking in the road. V'yechad bo kinegdom, and one person came towards them. And there was a machlekes between the six people now. Who is he? So Omar Echemem, one of these six people said, listen, Hareini Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, I'm telling you, Shazer Pliny, if this is Reuven, like I'm betting to you, this is Reuven, and I'll become a Nazir to prove it that this is Reuven. If it's really my friend Reuven, said I mean to be a Nazir. The Yechraim, another one of these six says, Hareini Nazir, Shane Zeplani. I'll become a Nazir if it's not Reuven. Like I'm telling you, no, it's not Reuven, it's Shimon. So I'm telling you, I'll be a Nazir only if it's not Reuven. Or else, what's going to be Hareini Nazir, Shech Mekem Nazir? The third one says now, I want to be a Nazir if one of you, the first two, is a Nazir. Like if Shutai, one of the first two should become a Nazir. Either that person is Reuven or it's not. So one of the first two should become a Nazir. So the third one says, I want to be a Nazir if one of the first two is a Nazir. Or else, let's say the fourth one says, I'll become a Nazir, Shein Echad Mikem Nazir. If one of you is not a Nazir, which is what that should be, one should be, one should not be. So if one of you is not a Nazir, then I want to become a Nazir. Or else, Shneichem Nazirim. Or else, I want to be a Nazir if both of you are Nazirim. As the fifth one says, I want to be a Nazir if both of you are Nazirim. And the sixth one says, Shekulchem Nazirim. I want to become a Nazir only if all first 5 years are Nazirim. What's the law in such a case? Is this called the good Kabbalist Nazirus or not? So Beishamai says, Kulam Nazirim, yes, they all become Nazirim. Kulam Nazirim. But Beisilo says, Ein Nazir, Nechuras Beishamai Shita, that Betoyis, they all become Nazirim. Therefore, they said a Loshna Kabbalist Nazirus, even though the guy was not Reuven, still it's Chal. Therefore, according to Beishamai, they're all Nazirim. However, Beisilo says, no. No, they're not Nazirim. Elami Shlai Nizkaimel Devarov. And the Gemara changes the gears. Really, it should be. Who's a Nazir? Only the ones that's Nizkaim is Devarov. Meaning the first one. He said he's a Nazir if that person is Reuven. If it comes out he's really Reuven, Senechnami, then the first person, he's a Nazir. Rav Tafin says, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. No, neither of them become a Nazir. Even if it's really true that that person is Reuven, that's not called the good Lashon Nazirus. Because Rav Tarfon learns Nazirus has to be Lashon of flaw, a clear, pure Lashon. We know for sure it's Chal. There can't be any Sveikas in the Baal. The Pasuk says, Ishki Yaflu Lindor Ned and Nazir. That has to be a pure Lashon, a flaw. And therefore, neither of these do we know exactly if it's Chal or not. But Shashi said it, that's not called a flaw. Neither of them become a Nazir. Mishnah Vav. What's going to be in a similar case of Mishnah? What happened was, Hetiel Achurav, this person that was coming towards them, and each one of them said a lashon of Nazirus and a Suffolk, what's going to be if that person turned backwards? And now we do not know who he was. So again, the first one said, I'm a Nazir, he's Reuven. And now we don't know if he's Reuven or not. He turned backwards and went away from us. What's the lachom? The Mishnah says, ain't a Nazir. Neither of them are Nazirus. But this is the klal, Suffolk Nazirus to go lekula. When there's a Suffolk, if any one of them is a Nazir, when a Suffolk is in a doubt, we say it's not Chal. Reb Shimon says, Yoyma, that they should say like this. Reb Shimon says, not let the Tanakam, he says, when a Suffolk, they're all Nazirim, but remain a Suffolk Nazirus. And therefore, what should they do that the all have a din Suffolk Nazirus on them? So Reb Shimon says, Yoyma, they should say, Hemhoyikudvorai, if it's like I said that I'm really a Nazir, Hareini Nazir Chayva, then these Kabbonis that I'm bringing right now, these are Baturus Nazirus Chayvas, the regular Korban Chattis, that should be Yaitza. V'yimla, but on the Tzatis said that I was wrong, and therefore I'm not a Nazir, so he still brings the Korban, then he says, Hareini Nazir Nadav, you should know, it's only Baturus a present, it's not Baturus a Chayva. Mishnah Zayin, what's going to be Roya Sakvi? Person saw A kvi is a type of an animal, it's a suffix to us, whether it's a behemoth or whether it's a chaya, sometimes a buffalo. A kvi, we don't know what it is. And there were 9 people walking together, and this kvi was coming towards them. Or some say it's called a koi. So again, royes ha-koi. The Omar, one says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, she's a chaya. This animal is coming towards us, it's a chaya. Second one says, a rainy nozer, shezenechai. No, it's not a chai. Third one says, a rainy nozer, shezeh behema. Fourth one says, a rainy nozer, shezeh behema. Fifth one says, a rainy nozer, shezeh chai behema, has both dinim. That a koi has both dinim to it. A rainy nozer, shezeh lechai behema, has neither dinim. That's another tzad to say, it's a min b'fnei atzmai. Or else the seventh, sixth one says, Hareini Nazir, Shechem become Nazir. I'm going to become a Nazir if one of you became a Nazir. Seventh one says, Hareini Nazir, Sheinachem became Nazir. If one of you is not a Nazir. And the eighth one says, Hareini Nazir, Shekulchem Nazirim. In a case like this, Harekulum Nazirim. All of them become Nazirim. According to Beis Shammai, they're all Nazirim. Nazirim Betois, have a Nazirim. According to Beis Hiluch, where you have to say, this goes according to Reb Shimon, that Yeshkan, there is a Nazirus Minasafik, and therefore they all have to bring Kabonis Minasafik. Now we're up to Perek Vov, Mishnalef, Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. There are three different types of Isurim that a Nazir is also to. First of all, Hatuma, a Nazir is also to touch a mace. He can't become Tomei from a mace. He's Saisir is Nazirus. Viatiglachas, it's also for Nazir to cut off his hair. Or else, Vayyitzim and Agefin is not allowed to drink wine. Can't eat anything that comes out of the grapes. He's not allowed to eat or drink. V'chol ha-yitzim and Agefin starvim zem zeh. There's a tzir force of whatever comes out of the grapes. Whether it's the grape, whether it's the pits, whether it's the shell, but starvim. I mean, eat from them all together. A shir of a kezayis, even though it's mixed up of the pits and the shells, the ma'is yichayim. But v'yeinoi chayiv at shiyochim and anovim kezayis. Yoni chayiv malkis, you have to eat the kezayis of the grapes. Who are dinarels, the chatzam of yazagim. Has to be the size of the kezayis. Because even though it's mitznarev, it has to be mitznarev to a kezayis. This is the Mishnah. Now, Mishnah Rishon, at first they said, at shiyish to revias yayim, that you only get malkis if you drink revias of yayim. But the Mishnah Achrin holds, no, you don't have to only drink a revias yayin if ye the kezayis of the grapes or the pits and the shells, also yichai, malkus. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva v'aymer, afilu shara pita b'yayin. If you just soak your bread, your challah, and wine, and your nazar eats it, v'yesh b'kadeh l'tzar of kezayis. Now even though there's not a kezayis worth of the wine, but with the bread together there's a kezayis worth, in such a case, chai, if he owes, that's enough. That Yechayiv had helped them at Starfli Yisam, that's called Nayed Kazayas of Yisam.
Mishneh Beis, Vechayiv al Hayayin Bifnei Atzmoy. Yechayiv, if Nozer drinks wine, he's Chayiv for that alone. Be al Hanovim Bifnei Atzmon, if he eats the grapes, he's Chayiv by itself. Be al Hachatzanim Bifnei Atzmon, and if he eats the shells, he's Chayiv. Be al Hazagim, if he eats the pits. Each one of them, if he has a kezayis of it, he's chayiv. So again, if he drinks a revias yayin and he eats a kezayis of any one of these things, he gets malkus. And who then if he does all four together? If together he would drink a revias yayin and eat a kezayis of the grapes, of the pits, of the shells, he'll get four times malkus. Reb Lezer ben Azayi Oimer, Ein chayiv at shiyochel shnei chatzane bezagen. He'll the only chayiv if a Nazir eats, is he old Yoni Chayiv if he eat two garinim, two pits, and the klipa and the shells of it? Otherwise, you're not Chayiv. The Pasuk says, Mechatzanim v'yadzag, he holds Chatzanim means at least two, and that's the pits, at least two pits, and the shells around them, and then you're Chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Eluhein Chatzanim, what's called the Chatzanim, and Eluhein Zagim, what's called the Zagim. Hachatzanim elu achitzayim, that's the outside, that's the klipas, that's the shells. And hazagim elu heina pinimis, that's the insides, that's the pits. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these words of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yaisi Yomid, know the opposite way. Shlei titom, that you should not make a mistake, you not make a mistake. And Reb Yaisi argues on Yehuda, and he yells the opposite way. Kizug shal behema, just like a zug of a behema, which means hachitzayim. The outside one is called the zug, the apnimi, and the inside is called the infant, called the bell. Because he holds that the zagim, that's the shells, and he holds that the chatzanim, that's the pits inside. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel.
Stam Nazirish Leishim Yoin. Stam Nazirish is 30 days. Now, Gilach, let's say in the middle of the Nazirish, a Nazir cuts off his hair. Aisha Gachul Listam Rels Rabbis do it means Bainis. Halachra is now Saisish Leishim Yoin. He has to at least count another 30 days. Because in order to become Torah like to finish his Nazirish, he has to take Hekot of hair that's at least 30 days long. So if he cut off his hair in the middle, even if he had, let's say, a long Nazirus, let's say a 50 days, so Kohanim is going to have to wait at least another 30 days till his hair grows back 30 days' worth. That's called Seisa Shleishim Yoyim. Nazir Shegilach, Nazir cuts off his hair. Bein Bazug, where he uses a scissors. Bein Batar, where he uses a razor. You have this Issa. Nazir's Asa. Or Sheshif Seif Kolshu, or else he pulls out with his hand even one hair. Also, the locker is chayiv, he's chayiv malchus. Because either he has to pull out the whole hair, or else he has to cut it that close that there's not enough left over to bend it over, that the end of it should touch the ikar of the hair. If he cuts it that short, that's the locher, or nazir is over the lav. Now, nazir chayfef, or nazir, is allowed to, like, with his hand, scratch his head, scratch his hair. And that's called chayfef from a fasveis, who adin, he wanted me with his hands, one means even with his nails. Now, like, scrub his hair with his nails, but not afraid, hair will come out. If he is not mischavin, it's mutter. Avaloi serik, he's not allowed to use a comb to comb out his hair, because that's like a psik ratio for sure, a hair would come out. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yochov biyadoma. Person cannot scratch his head, his hair, with type of dirt. Because the dirt, that makes the hair come out. If Neshem Mishareres Es Hasar, that makes the hair come out. And it's also for Nazir to pull out even one hair. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Nazir Shayisha Yain Kolayim. A Nazir that was drinking wine the whole day, they only warned him one time. Is a Nechayv Alachis, is only Chayv one time's Malkis. Omrullah, that said they tell him, Altishtah, don't drink. Altishtah, don't drink. Vushayisha, and he drinks. Chayv Alachas Viachas. Like every time they warn him, it's considered like a new mice, and then he drinks, he gets malchus. If they warned him once, and he drank, he gets malchus. They warn him again, he drinks again, he's chayv a second time, a third time. Same thing, hoy magalea kolia, Manasa was cutting off his hair all day long, and they only warned him once, his ain a chayv alach, is only chayv one malchus. Omrullah, let's say they say to him, al tegalech, do not cut off your hair, again, and he does it, and they warn him a second time, al tegalech, bu magalech, he cuts off, chayv alachas viachas. Every time they warned him, he gets another malchus. Nazir was touching the mesa coming to me all day. Is there nechayv? He only warned him once. He only gets nechayv alachas. He only gets one time malchus. Omrullah, let's say they say to him, al titami, don't touch a mace. Al titami, don't become tami. Vumitami, he doesn't listen. And he does it. So as many times as they warned him, chayv alachas viachas. As many times as they warned him, he gets malchus for that amount of time.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Shloisha Minin Asur Benozir. The din of Nozir is he's also with three things. Ha Tumo, a Nozir Nalar touch a mace can become Tameim. Vatigalachas, a Nozir Nalar cut off his ear. Or else by Yaitzim and Agif, anything comes out of the grapes, out of the wine, that's also for Nozir Tito to drink. Now, Choyme Betumo Vatigalachas, maybe Yaitzim and Agif, there's something stricter about becoming Tameim or taking haircut. More than just drinking wine, shahatum avatigalachas. If a nazir becomes tummy, or he takes cuts off his hair, soisrim. That means what he counted from the zeros of days that he counted are soiser are not counted. He has to count over again. He has to start counting another 30 days. If he became tummy, he has to wait till he becomes tor and brings the karbonis for the tumah. Then he starts over again counting 30 days. If he took a haircut, he has to wait now 30 days, and then he could finish his nazirus. Vashenkin vayaitzim and agefin, if he drinks wine while he's a nazir, ain't a saiser, does not stop the days that he counted, it's still included. Now, chaymet is something strict about vayaitzim and agefin, if he drinks wine and eats the grapes, mi batumim v'tekalachas, more than becoming tummy or taking haircut, and that is shayaitzim and agefin, something that comes out from the gefin, from the vine, grape, wine, loyhuta mekloloi. There's no way that a nazir is mutter to drink wine. There's never an eifin of a hetter. There's no, like, dochot to say
He's allowed to drink wine. Ma'ashen kein v'hatum v'atikalachas hutra miklolin. Sometimes a nazir is allowed to become tummy for a meis mitzvah, or sometimes not allowed to take a haircut. What does that mean to say? But the kalachas mitzvah. Let's say he has a mitzvah to take a haircut. I mean, let's say the nazir became a mitzvah and became healed from his mitzvahs in the middle of nazirus. Slach was a mitzvah to take a haircut. What it says by mitzvah, the gilach has kol sarim. That's a haircut of a mitzvah. That's doicha the leisa say of nazirus, and therefore he's allowed to take his haircut. And Echnaim will have to start over again, counting another 30 days, but there's a hetter for another thick haircut, and who adin, by a tomei mace, by a mace mitzvah, he has a right to. Mashenkin, there's no hetter for another to drink wine, not to make kiddush, there's no hetter to drink wine. Now, v'choyme betumim mimet galachas, in certain ways, the din of becoming tomei is more stricter than taking haircut. Shehatumif another becomes tomei, sasera sasakoyl. It's Saiser, it stops everything you count, he has to start over again. At the Pasuk says, V'hayomim ha-rishonim yiplu, you have to throw away. And also, V'chayov malei korban. After he becomes tor, he has to bring a korban, it has to be shtei satorim, ha-shnei b'nei yoyna, one for chatas, one for noila, and a kebis for korban osham. Ma'ashenke v'atikalachas, if he takes a haircut while he's another, einis Saiseres el-shleshim yoyim, he only has to start counting another 30 days. And let's say first he was makabel to be a nazir for 50 days, and he already counted, let's say, 20 days already, and now he took a haircut, so all he has to do is just count another 30 days. And the aside of a haircut is just that at the end of the nazirus, you have to be able to cut off hair that's 30 days long. So therefore, the kalachas only saisa up until 30 days. And also, v'yein chayov malei korban. If you took a haircut while you're a nazir, you don't have to bring a korban, a special korban. Because when you finish in Naziris, you bring the regular kabbonis.
Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Tigalachas hatuma keitzer. How is the din of a nozer that became tomei? So after he becomes tor, he has to take a haircut, and then he starts over again, starting the shleshim of Naziris. So, hoyemaze bashlishu vashri. Again, a nozer that touched the mace, he's tomei for 7 days, and he become tor by sprinkling on him from the mechatis, from the poraduma, on the third day and the seventh day, and then he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day. Umagaleach b'shri, he takes a haircut, he kashers with all his hair on the seventh day, and then umayv kabanosu b'shemini, like he comes tor on the seventh day. Then after erev shemesh, he can first bring the korban. That's on the eighth day. What's going to be v'im gilach b'shemini? Let's say he first took a haircut on the eighth day, he became tor, he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, but he waited. He first took the haircut on the eighth day. So, maybe kabbonasa by b'yam divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds yes, he can still bring his kabbonas on the eighth day also. Doesn't have to be a day apart. Just usually you can't bring a kabbonas until you tor after Erev Shemesh. So become tor first on the seventh day, you can't bring your kabbonas till the eighth day. But here you came tor on the seventh day, just you didn't take a haircut yet, so you can take the haircut and bring the kabbonas on the eighth day. Omalar of Tafran. Tafran says back, no. Ma bein zele mitzvah. Why should this be different than a mitzvah? That by a mitzvah is exact same halacha. That when a mitzvah becomes tor, so it says b'yom shiri, the mitzvah goes to the mikvah. Then it says he takes a haircut. Also, the mitzvah take a haircut after you become tor from a mitzvah. And then on the eighth day, you bring a kabbonis. And there it's brought down by a mitzvah. Let's say you first took the haircut on the eighth day. See, you have to wait, you can't bring a kabbonis till the ninth day. So what's up is, why is Naziris, you make or take the, bring the kabbonis on the eighth day, and by Mitzaras, if you took Hekel on the eighth day, you have to wait till the ninth day. So Amalai, so Bekiva says back, Tairosai Tuluya V'yamov. Can the Gersh Amalai, Zeh Tairosai Tuluya V'yamov, that by a Nazir, he became Tomei, then he has to wait 7 days, and then he becomes Torah on the seventh day, and therefore, he could start to take, he could take his haircut, or he could start bringing the kabbonis on the eighth day. Because there it's totally in his days of 7 days being tamei. Umitzoyro, tarosa tluya betekalachtoi. Mashen came by a mitzoyro, first becomes tor when he takes his haircut. Before he takes his haircut, he's not tor. And therefore, if he takes his haircut on the eighth day, so you have to have heresh shemesh before you can bring kabbonis. So you have to be tor a full day before you can bring the kabbonis. And therefore, you can't bring the kabbonis until the ninth day. And therefore, v'yeinim may be korban elim keim hoyam ur shemesh.
You can't bring a korban unless after you became tor and became shkia. But over here, when you first became tor on the eighth day itself, you took heck on the eighth day, so before shkia, you cannot bring a korbanos. And therefore, after shkia, slightly, you can't bring a korbanos either. Therefore, you have to wait till the next day, till the ninth day, to bring your korbanos. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Tiglachas Hatayra Ketzin. How is the mitzvah by Mitzayra and by a Nazir? A regular Nazir, after he kept 30 days. So now he has to bring Karbonas. And then after the Karbonas, then he takes his haircut. So what's the halacha? Says, how he may be Sholosh Beimus. On the 30th day, when he finishes Nazirus, then he has to bring three Karbonas. And that is, he has to bring Chattis, an Oila, and a Shlomim. Now, Vishaychit as a Shlomim, after he shechs the korban shlomim, umagalayach aleim, then he could take his haircut after he brought the shlomim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these words of Rabbi Yehuda, that the tikalachas by a nozir is telling the korban shlomim. Rabbi Lezer says, lehoye megalayach el alachatis, no, that he can't take a haircut until he brings the chatis. That's what's makiv in the tikalachas. And why? Shachatis kedemes b'chol mokom. Chatis comes first. The chatis is before an oila, before a shlomim, and therefore, as long as he brings his first korban, the chatis, he can take a haircut. But v'im gilach al echad mishloshtem of the eved, even if he brought the korban early first, and then he took his haircut, also yotza, it would be yotza, but the eved, this goes according to everybody. Gatzon lechetchila, after which korban should he take his haircut? But with the eved, as long as he brought any korban, his haircut is called the good tegalachas. Mishneches, Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer. Heavy sholish bemis. Let's say the nazir brought three animals for his kabonis, but for lay perish, he didn't say clearly which one's the chatis, oil or shlomim. So then by ourselves, horiya lechatis to korv chatis, the one that's fit to bring chatis as the kapsom, and that's brought for korv chatis. Loilo, the one that's fit to bring korv oilo, that's the kevis that you bring for korv oilo. And lishlom, the one that's fit to bring korv shlom, that's the ayul that you bring for shlomim. Like, therefore, since it's known which korban is fit for the oiler, for the chatis, therefore the kriya shem is not makiv. What's going to be hayinoytel sar roish nizroi? After the nazir cut off his hair, he took the hair, umeshaleach tachas adud. Then he would send the hair and they would burn it under the pot that he's cooking up the korban shlomim. V'yim gilach b'medina. Let's say the nazir took the haircut outside the Beis Hamikdash. The Medina means in Yerushalayim outside the Beis Hamikdash. He would also send this here, and they would burn it under the pot that's cooking up the Korban Shlomim. But Medvar Amun, when was this said that it didn't have to burn the hair on the fire under the pot? That's only B'tikalacha Satayram. If the nazir finishes his 30 days B'tayram, then he takes the haircut, so that here there's a mitzvah to burn under the pot in the Beis Hamikdash. But the Galacha Satuma, let's say the case where Noza became Tomei, so they're all safe to become Tori Yestrek Eka. That here, Lohoye Mishlech Takasadud, there was no mitzvah to burn it underneath the pot that's cooking the Shlomim in the Beis Hamikdash. However, Rabbi Meir says no, Hakil Mishalchen Takasadud. Anytime a Noza shaves off his hair, the hair has to be burnt underneath the pot that they're cooking the Korban Shlomim with. Chutz min ha-tumma ha-tomei she-be-medina b'vad. Only a nozer that became tomei. And he took his haircut outside the Beis Hamikdash. He took his haircut b'medina. So then that here you don't have to bring in to burn under takas adud. But if he took his haircut in the Beis Hamikdash and echanami, then even on a nozer tomei, there's a mitzvah to burn his hair takas adud.
Yeah, Mishneh Tes. Hoy mevashel es ha-shlomim oy sholkon. After the Kanam got finished cooking up the Korban Shlomim, or El Sholkim is even cooked it more, is Hakoye Noitles as Roya. Now the Kohen will take this Roya, the thigh, Bashila that was cooked up, Mino Ayil, from the Korban Ayil, from the Ram. And this is a special Chelik that the Kohen takes from Shlomim of a Nazir. Usually the Kohen only takes the Chazor and the Sheikh. Here by a Korban Shlomim of a Nazir, the Kohen even takes the Zeroya. See, after the Zeroya was cooked up, the Kohen would take it. And also, V'chalas Matzah Achas Min HaSal, we take one matzah out of the basket.
or a kick matz echos, and one matz like a flat one, or a kick like a wafer, one matzum, v'noisa nakapi ha-nozir, he would put these on top of the hands of the nozir, omenif, and then would pick it up, that the kohen would put his hand underneath the hands of the nozir, and then he would be moilech, omevias kapov, omalo moirit, and the yacha kach, the Mishnah says, after this, puter ha-nozir, then the nozir is muto, lishtas yain, to drink wine, or litom lemesem, to come tome, and then the nozir is over. Rabbi Shimon says, Kivon shenizrak olav echem in adom, as long as the kohen made one zrika from one of the kabbonis, is hutra nozer, from then on, the nozer is muta lishtos yain to drink wine, uli tamal mesim and to come tamay to mesim. Even before the nozer, there's all those mitzvahs of giluach, he's allowed to already drink wine, as long as one of the kabbonis were brought, one of the zrikas adam, that's matter. Mishnah Yud. Gilach al hazevach v'nimtza posel. Let's say the nozir took a haircut and he had his carbon there. He thought like this is going to be a kosher carbon, but v'nimtza posel came out the carbon was posel. Let's say it was nishpach damai. The dam was spilled. He can't finish the carbon. Halacha is the galach v'psula. The haircut that he took now is posel. In other words, a nozir is only allowed to take the haircut after he brought his korban, at least they made the shechita on the korban. But here that we found out the shechita was possible, that they can't use this korban. So if so, he took a haircut before he brought a korban, therefore the haircut is no good. It's as if he took a haircut in the middle of the Naziris. And therefore, his korban does not help him. So the locher is, he has to wait 30 days to take another haircut. And therefore, zvachav means like even the other korbanos that he brings now, does not help. He has to wait till he finishes another 30 days in his Naziris, and then he can bring his kabbonis. What's going to be gilach halachat shlo lishmo? He took a haircut, and he thought that they brought, he made a shechit and a korban chattis, but the chattis was brought shlo lishmo. So it's like the korban is posel, and therefore the haircut is no good. Even though v'yachakach hei v'kabbonis of lishmon, even though the rest of the kabbonis they brought afterwards lishmon, still the kalach v'psula. The mice of the kalachas is no good, because at the time when he took his haircut, he didn't have a korban yet. And therefore, zavach v'yololoi, even the rest of the korbanos that he brought, does not help right now. Because like he took a haircut in the middle of the Naziris, he has to start over again. What's going to be gilach aloyla? He thought he brought a korban oyla, and then he took his haircut. Oyal ha-shlomim, or else he took the haircut, and because they brought the korban shlomim, but shalor lishmon, it was brought shalor lishmon. The same halacha of Yachakach Hevi Kabbonosav, even though later they brought the rest of his Kabbonis Lishmon, still take Galach Tepsula. His haircut is possible, because he can't take a haircut before they made a shechit on a kosher carbon. And here comes out the first carbon was possible, so the Galach is like in the middle of the Naziris. And therefore he has to start over again, even the other Kabbonis also does not help. Rabbi Shimon says, no, only this one carbon that's brought to Sul, but that's brought to Sul doesn't help. But the other kabbonis helps. But according to Rabbi Shimon, this the galachas is a kasher of the galachas. Because what happened? First he brought a carbon oila, or else a carbon shlomim, just they did it shlomim lishmon. So locher is the carbon itself is kasher. Since the carbon is kasher, it's considered like he had a carbon brought, and therefore the galachas is kasher. Just that the carbon is not oil l'shem chayvah, and therefore you have to bring another carbon. But the other carbonus that he brought, he would be yaitza. Now the shah zvachim olaloi, he yields that this shlomim or oil that was brought shalom l'shmom, since it's a kosher carbon, that the kalachas, he was yaitza. And therefore the carbonus are good, the other carbonus are good. Just he has to bring over again one more oil, one more shlomim. The imgilach ha-shloshtom, let's say, he brought all three kabbonis, and then he took his haircut. V'nim tzachem yam kosher, as long as one of the kabbonis was kosher, nechnami. Then the kalach took share according to everybody, because he took his haircut after already he brought one korban. And all he has to do is, v'yavi sharas vachim, the other kabbonis he just has to bring over again. This is the klal, that if he has at least one korban brought first, then he's allowed to take his haircut. Mishnah Yud Aleph.
Misha Nizrik Olav Echud Min Adomim. Again, a Nazir that finishes the Zeros of 30 days B'Tayra. And now he brought, had a carbon brought. And one of the Kabbonis was brought, Lishman de Mizbeach. And then Benitma, then after the Kabbonis was Zrika Saddam of one of them on the Mizbeach, then the Nazir became Tomei. Before he took his haircut, and before he brought the rest of the Kabbonis. So Reb Leza Oimer says as a curve. Leza says it's no good, that the carbon he brought is no good, and he has to start over again. His
meaning
nazir.
He has to bring all three kabbonis.
In other words, now that he's tummy, he has to wait until it becomes tor, and then he has to bring the three kabbonis, l'shem naziris tyra. The chomer and the chom say no, the first carbon he brought is good, and yovri shakab karbonis of yitor. He just has to bring the rest of the kabbonis when he becomes tor. He doesn't have to bring this carbon over again. Omru loy. So Chom said to Reb Leza, Maisa once happened the case, the Miriam Hartamoidis, this lady from the place Tamidis, she nizor kol echem in Adam, she was in the zero, and they brought the first of her carbonis, they brought the dam, obovu yomru loy, and they came and told her, albita dan her daughter, shoysa musukenis, that her daughter was a musukenis, she was about to be mace. And beholcha, so the mother and the zero went before they brought the rest of the carbonis, she found her daughter dead, so she became Tomei. For Yom HaChom, the Chom said, Tovi Sharka B'nai Seva Titor. The Chom Paskin like them, like the Chomim, that it's not Sais like Reb Leza, but rather all she has to do is wait till she comes Tor, and then bring the rest of the Kabbonis. But the first carbon she brought, it's good, since at the time when she brought it, she was Tor, it's like Nigma the Din Naziris. Yeah, Perek Shavi, Mishnah, Koyen Godol, V'Nozir, Einem Mitam V'Kraveim. A Kohen Gadol has no heter to metamah to seven kraven. No din a nazir also. When you're a nazir, even if your father is mace, you have no right to be metamah to your kraven. Only a Kohen is allowed to be metamah to a seven kraven. But not a nazir, not a Kohen Gadol. Avol metamim lemeis mitzvah. If there's a mace mitzvah, a yid that's mace, and nobody takes care of it, then even a nazir and a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metamah to him. Hoyamalchim bederech. Let's say a Kohen Gadol and a nazir are both walking on the road. Umotsu meis mitzvah, they both found together a meis mitzvah. So which one should be metamah to the meis mitzvah? Rebbe Lezer says, Yitamei Kohen Gadol. Let the Kohen Gadol become Tomei, and V'yal Yitamei Nozer, not the Nozer. The Nozer should not become Tomei, because he holds Tushas Nozer is greater than Tushas Kohen Gadol. That's Rebbe Lezer Shit. Chom said the opposite. Chom Maimrim, no. Yitamei Nozer, let the Nozer become Tomei. V'yal Yitamei Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Gadol. They hold Fakert. That according to Chomim, Kedushas Kohen Gadol is Odif and Kedushas Nozir. So now, Omar Lemra Blezer, Blezer says to Chomim, Yitame Kohen Gadol should be Metame, you know why? Because She'enoi may be Korban Atumasiv. Kohen Gadol becomes Tame, and then it becomes Torah, it doesn't have to bring a Korban. So you see, it's not so Chomer. Mashenkin, V'yal Yitame Nozir, don't let the Nozir become Tame, because he becomes Tame, she may be Korban Atumasiv, he after becomes Torah. He has to bring special kabbonis for his tumah. You see, it's more kedusha nazir than a kohen gadol. Omer lo yon this. The Chum said back to Reb Leza, no, yitamei nazir. Let the nazir become tamei. Why? Shein kedusha so kedusha olam. He's not kaddish forever. He's only kaddish for 30 days. Whenever the naziris ends. But val yitamei kohen. Don't let a kohen gadol become tamei. Shein kedusha so kedusha olam. As long as he's a kohen gadol, he has his kedusha. And even as a Kohen Hedyot, even after he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he remains a Kohen Hedyot, he also has a bigger Kedusha than a Nazir. His Kedusha remains Leilam. So therefore, that's their Shita, that let the Nazir become Tomei, and not the Kohen Gadol. Your Mishnah Beis, Al Eilu HaTumis, and these Tumis, HaNazir Megaleich. If a Nazir becomes Tomei, so then it's Tzayser is Naziris, and he has to wait till it becomes Tor, then he has to bring Karbonis Tumah, and he has to start over again his Naziris. That's Al HaMeis. If he touches the mace, and Gemara says a Chiddush, even though there's no Kesayis Basar on the mace, it's like a Nefil that was in the Skash yet, the Vor V'Gidim, which also means a mace that's not Sholim, yeah, but has Rav Binyan, that's also Metam him. Then it says, V'Al Kesayis Min HaMeis. If you only have a Kesayis, but of the Basar HaMeis, that's Metam you also. V'Al Kesayis Nitzel. Kezayis nitzel, that's like the juice that comes out from the decaying body. That's the lecha, the juice that comes out, either from the basar, from the body itself. That's also metama anazir,
Tibisai says Naziris. V'yamolei tarvit rokav, like a spoonful of rokav, that's a decaying basar itself. When the basar, the flesh of the mace, decays, becomes like decay, like into offer dirt, so you have a spoonful of it. And a mole tarvid is like two hands full of it. Mole chefnayim. Vaita, then the Mishnah says, ala shidra, if you have the backbone of a mace, or else we ala gugoylis, or else the skull of a mace, even though there's no other, even though it's only the bones, no basar at all, but this bone is metama. V'yal aver minachai, a limb that comes off a live person, when it comes off the person, it has a loch of tumas mace on it. Sheyeshalo basakaro, it has enough meat on this limb, that if the limb would have been attached a little bit to the body, it still would have healed up. That's called basakaro, meat that would have healed up. But now that it came off completely, it's metas tumas mace on it. V'yachatzi kav atzomis, and a half of the kav worth of bones of a mace. Even though it's not roiv binyonai, roiv binyonai, we have a chatzi kav of bones, that's also as tumas mace. We have a chatzi lug dam, we have a chatzi lug of blood of a mace, so that's also metame. We always know that kiddush cup is a chatz, is a revius of a lug. So it's like two kiddush cups, a chatzi lug of blood, that's has tumas mace on it. And a nazir is sois with nazirus. Al magon, any one of these things, whether the nazir touches them, V'yamason, whether the nazir carries them even though he's not touching it, or else v'yalaholon, he's in the same oil, the same tent as one of these things, so then the nazir becomes tamei, that seiser is nazirus. V'yal etzem kiserim, we have a bone of a mace that's the size of a barley, so a nazir is also megaleich, but on this it's only a maga v'yamasoi, only if the nazir touches it or carries it. But if he's in the same oil, the same tent, under the same roof, as an etzem kisayrom, that's not matama b'yoyl. As I said before, those are tzomis before, the skull or the backbone, that's matam even b'yoyl. Now the Mishnah says, aleilu on these type of tumis, hanozir megaleich, a nozir has to take a haircut, after it becomes tor, or mazeh b'shlishu bashri, and he has to have azor, he has to have sprinkled on him from the mechatas and the paraduma, on the third day and the seventh day, and v'saisas akaidmim, any days that he counted ready for his naziris, he has to start over again. And v'einoi maschulimnois, he can't start counting yet the new naziris, el until achiyitor, until he becomes tor from his tumah, means he has to wait for the 7 days to go by, then go to the mikvah, and then on the eighth day, or maybe as kabanaisov. So after he brings his kabanas on the eighth day, then he can start counting the new naziris. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Al has chochois. Now, this type of a tumas chochois means a type of an oil. Let's say branches of a tree. A lot of branches coming out of a tree. And under one of the branches, there's a kezias min ames. That's matama b'oil. And now the nozer went underneath one of these branches. And we do not know if the nozer went under the branch that has the tumor underneath it or not. So it's a suffix whether the nozer became tummy. Same thing about proyus. That's from a wall. If there are stones sticking out, or there are wood sticking out, and under one of the stones, one of the woods also is a gezayis min ames, other ones don't have it, and the nazir went underneath one or two of them, and we have a suffer whether he went under the mace or not. Or else a beis hapras, that's a ground that there was once a kever there, or somebody buried there, and they plowed up the ground. And therefore, when the rabbanim was still chayshish, maybe there's an etzem, there are bones of a mace there, so 100 amis around the kever still has a din tumah min asof, the tumah de rabbanon. The rabbanon metama the mag, if you touch the ground there, or you carry it, you become tumah min asofik. Or else the eretz amim, dirt that comes from land outside Eretz Yisrael. Also, the rabbanon will geize tumah on eretz amim. Or hu adin v'hagoylo v'hadoifik, if a nozer touches Shalavat Gilav Dafik. Some she learned this is the matseva on top of a mace. And some said there's the coffin itself, the girlo, that's the kisa, the cover of the coffin, and the daifin, that's the sides of the oren. But the mice, you're not touching the mace alone, you're only touching the coffin, or you're touching the matseva. So these are not metamimi deraisa, that nazir is not saisu with naziris. or revius dam, or else revius of dam. Now it's less than a chatzilug, only revius of dam, or else vi oil, or else he touched an oil hames, or else v'roivat somos, he went under an oil. There's only a roiv of a kav, not a chatzi kav, but only a quarter of a kav of bones of a mace. So these things are namatama mediraisa. Or else v'kele manoigim a mace. He touched a kli that touched the mace. So the kli became an avatuma. When the noza touches, he becomes a rishonatuma. And he's tamitake for 7 days. But lamais, it's not sois, it's naziris. Or else v'yemei sofroi, v'yemei gomroi. The noza became a mitzora. The loch was a mitzora has to count 7 days after he became tomator from his tzoras. The apostle says he goes to the mikvah v'tor, and then he goes out of the machna for 7 days. So those 7 days is called Yimei Sefori, he's counting 7 days. If Yimei Gomer Shonoz a mitzora, it means the yomim that he's a mitzora gomer. Because after the kohen was a machna that he's tome, is called the mitzora muchla. That means Yimei Gomer became a mitzora muchla. So if a nozer became a mitzorah, the halacha is even though it becomes tomei, aleilu on these type of tumis, ein a nozer megaleach. A nozer does not have to take a haircut because of these. But he has to become tor, umaze b'shlishi v'shri, he has to have the nechatis, he has to spritz on him the third and seventh day, and then it becomes tor. But v'yein esayis v'sakoidmim, he counted already some days of the naziris, now he continues counting afterwards, it doesn't knock away the first days. You can start counting the zeros tyra right away. The korban doesn't have to be a korban for this type of tumah. The emissary really was said that you may azovi azova v'yemei azgerah shel mitzora harel oilun lo. These days even included in the joint the zeros. He doesn't have to even count even when he's azova or azova. On days he's locked up to see if the nega spread or not. And if the nega did not spread, so then these days even included in the